Hi Marta, so we're just recording this. This is mainly for you to be able to access at a later date should you want to check in on anything we've discussed and you haven't remembered, just as a recap. This is Marta. Marta, how many of your surname?
Kotsurova.
I'm not going to be able to pronounce that. Help me pronounce that.
I don't.
Slow it down into...
Kotsurova.
I can't put accents on you, so Kotsurova.
Yeah, close enough.
But I want to get it right, so Kotsurova.
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 Kotsurova. Marta. We know who it is.
Knew
okay.
That was coming.
One day I will get the pronunciations of Kura Kosova. I'll give up.
Stop.
No, don't worry, Marta.
Stop.
We know who you are. Hello, Marta. So, Marta was here. So, you were here 3 weeks ago. We discussed your initial idea. We were consolidating all your research from the zoo, from all the bits that you've been done while we were away in London. And we came up with some vague ideas that you then went off and have now kind of done some initiation, some experimentation and some development on. We're just really here now just to see where you've got with your idea, to make sure that you're happy with your idea, and we are here to support you and give you some ideas should you be with a blank. So do you want to just tell us what your idea was, recap on what your idea was and if it's changed and what it's changed to or how it's developed and what you've done in the meantime?
So at first my idea was to do culture, and I wanted to do a project on culture and identity, and then I discussed it with you and I found out that I didn't really have enough, you know, people to talk to that could give me some ideas or like stuff from history.
It was more resources, wasn't
yeah,
it? Like
yeah.
You had the ideas, but it just to
yeah
turn them into reality and get the actual chunky material.
Yeah. So then I decided that I'd still want to stick with the theme identity, but go into self-love and, you know, what I like doing and what could to do with happiness with people and stuff.
So that's I remember now, we were talking about cheerleading and raising things up, you know, raising. Yeah, I think that's a lovely idea. Now, since then, is it going to be sort of particular people or is it you? Or?
Well, I thought about, at first I wanted to do like portraits, but I decided to start do a painting of like items that can help you self-love or, you know, that make you happier. And
so sort of like everyday objects.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So almost since we've last spoke, you really like to sort of specialise in mainly in fine art painting.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then from the fine art painting, from what I understand then, taking objects that carry connotations that they are there to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Or soothe you.
Yeah.
Like things that, like material objects that sort of soothe and encourage you to feel better.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a really lovely idea. What kind of materials do you see yourself painting in?
Well, I think I will paint in acrylic and then I would paint on a big canvas.
I think because you're specialising in painting, what you really kind of would really benefit your project is for you to try some different materials before you start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before you go acrylic, I think you need to kind of do some oil, some acrylic, some watercolour, you know, maybe some inks.
On like metals, canvases.
Yes, yes,
paper.
Totally. Then assess that and be like, yeah, that one, that style really works, that style really works, that combination really works. And then we just go large.
When you think about your exhibition, what do you envision making? Is it one painting? Is it separate paintings? Is it one really large one?
Yeah, lots of little ones.
A large one. One large one.
One large one.
So the one large one is potentially just going to have one object painted on it?
No, I wanted to do like a collage of items.
Okay.
What about experimenting with painting and collage.
Yeah, I thought about that because I did like, I think, two artist studies about artists that I found on like TikTok and Instagram that did painting as like in collages, and they put a lot of items and pictures together and painted them all in one big canvas.
Have you
got any examples of that?
I got it in my sketchbook.
I love the idea
of
this
one. She does a lot of like collage paintings, and it's like realism.
Okay, so what we're going to need for you is, if you're going to take this on, what I need to see is how Marta does her own version of this without it being a copy.
Yeah.
So that will be your trick. So the way you can do that is either the way you join those edges.
Mm-hmm.
So is this actually a painting? So they've basically collaged all the pieces together and then painted the collage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these aren't stuck down areas.
No.
These are painted areas.
Ah,
okay, that's great. So for you, it's going to be a case of making some collages for you to paint.
I did paint a bit, so I did that, and I just put random, well, not random.
No, they're great. I love the, you know, look, they're all meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and this is what we want. This is all meaningful to you, and about, that's what the connection is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I love the idea that it looks really random to start off with, but then when
until
you read the context... You're like, oh, wait a minute, these are all things that soothe and make you feel good.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great idea. Are you planning on having black backgrounds on all of them at this point?
Well, I did a design sheet and I, you know, worked with colour theory to see what would work with pink and all that. Because I really like the idea of having the items in pink, because pink is like a symbolic colour to self-love and that.
Okay.
So I thought like contrasting backgrounds would be like green and dark blues and stuff.
No, love it. Listen, I love it. Remember, you have to please yourself in this. You're not pleasing us, so don't think that we're going to be, you know, if you want our opinion, we might be like, well, I don't really like pink and green, but I love pink and green. So.
Yes,
and so we'll be, so don't feel like whenever you're introducing stuff that it's, you're going to get challenged on it. If we might interrogate why, but if that's what you want to do, we love the fact that you've done some colour theory and you've come up with that conclusion.
100%.
I love that. So from my understanding then, all your paintings, you're going to work with contrasting the background colour. Great.
And it's nice to see you stepping away from the black.
Yeah.
You used that quite a lot in your last
book.
Because
I thought I would really make it pop. But
what a jump you've made and actually utilising colour theory. I'm really impressed.
So what objects? Let's get onto the objects now.
Mm-hmm. So I thought skincare. Because that, you know, if people use skincare,
looking after your skin.
Then like perfume and stuff, you like maybe working out, jewellery, clothes, and I put a camera here because I like taking pictures and it makes me happy, so shoes, fashion.
So is this really, so this is kind of autobiographical then?
Yeah,
things that make you happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I thought about, I wanted to do a survey on what other people like.
And have you done that?
I did on a survey on what self-love means to people, but I haven't done a survey on what items people...
Is that a questionnaire you mean, rather than a survey? Because
a survey
you dictate, obviously, the questions, and then they agree to the questions or not. It sounds like to me like this is more
your questionnaire,
like a questionnaire, like finding out from people what makes them happy and that. I think that's lovely, but what you need to do is justify all these objects in your sketchbook. But I definitely think if I was moving forward from here, either go and see Andy, go to the workshop, cut loads of little tiles, or get some large pieces of paper, zone them all off with masking tape into thumbnails, large thumbnails. Start playing around with like the oil paint, acrylic, and the different materials, because you need to show that you've technically attempted to experiment.
Yeah.
I'd also like you to attempt to paint in some different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go to what you're comfortable with. So trying a palette knife, or a fat
tools.
Brush, thin brush. We want to see a range of how you're attempting to create this idea using different processes.
Okay,
so what I would do with your time planner is be like, right, for this week and next week, it's experiments.
Mm-hmm.
So break down the experiments. It's like, for 2 days, I'm going to just work with oil paint.
Mm-hmm.
You might even want to paint the same object in the same material, so you've got that compare and contrast. And what you might want to do, Marta, is set them all up at the same time in the life room, so that when one's drying,
you
move
on
to the other
one.
Because obviously oil paint doesn't dry very quickly.
Yeah.
Acrylic dries really quickly, you know. So what we want to do before you get, because this is a lovely, straightforward, final idea. Love it. Conceived just doing this large painting that you've collaged. But before we get to the collage, we need to see some variety in the painting and those stages. And then some collage.
Okay.
In some different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Then it's just a case of mixing those two, the two most successful outcomes, to create then your final collage, to then create your painting.
Okay.
I think that's lovely.
Yeah.
Do you feel happy with that?
Yeah.
Because that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think you'll enjoy doing this?
Yeah, I really liked painting this.
Well, then that's all I want.
Yeah.
Because that's what that's about, what this is about. So that it's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay.
So for you, it's just doing all that experimentation and the background work, okay? So either get some, you can go to Andy, ask him for small bits of canvas.
Yeah.
Try different papers, like board, painting onto metal, maybe doing something onto 3D.
Mm-hmm.
As just all your range of experiments for your desk.
Okay.
Okay, darling.
Mm-hmm.
What was your original theme, Marta? Did you continue on with conservation?
No,
I mean, you went
identity,
straight into
identity.
Okay, fabulous. Okay, brilliant. Thank you, Marta.